In today's Mishnah, in the 8th and 9th Mishnah from the 4th parak of Masechta Machshir, the Mishnah begins, here we're dealing with a earthenware pot that has been placed or immersed in a mikvah. And Mishnah says, "Upashat av hatuma et yado l'tocho," and an av hatuma, meaning an individual who is Tama himself, or source of Tumah, I should say, and he put his hand inside the space of that pot that is underwater. We say that that pot is Tmea, and we say Magat Meot Tehora. So to explain the Mishnah, we need to introduce a few ideas. The first is, if you recall, when it comes to an earthenware vessel, in order for it to become Tameh, you don't need to actually touch it. You just have to, the source of Tumah just has to be placed in its airspace. The next important point is that Mayim is not Mevatel Avir, which means the fact that it's filled with water isn't as if it's now like a solid mass inside it, meaning placing your hand within a Klicheres. If you're Tameh, inside a Kli Cheres, it is filled with water, is as if you're placing it in the space of the Kli Cheres and it will also become Tameh. So that is why in this situation, despite the fact that, also the next point to add, is that a Kli Cheres is also not, does not become Tahor in a Mikvah. You cannot purify Kli Cheres, it needs to be broken. So that is why in this situation, if this Kli Cheres is immersed in the water, and someone who's Tameh puts his hand inside it, it is as if he's put the source of tumas in the airspace of the Kli Cheres and it will become Tameh. If, however, that person is what's called Magatumot, meaning he touched something that is a source of tumah, so he himself is what's called a Rishon the tumah, that first degree down, then Tehorah, that pot, would remain Tahor. That is because is a Rishon the tumah cannot make a vessel Tameh. Only an Avatuma can make that vessel a Kli Tameh. Mishnah says, "Ushar kol hamashkim tmeim, shein hamayim to matarim et shar hamashkim." So this is referring to. Here we're discussing what about the contents. Let's say this clay cheres was placed in the mikveh and was full of water. So Mishnah says that water would remain tahor, and that is because by virtue of that water being in contact with a mikveh water, it's mataharet. So even if for the momentarily became tameh due to the person's hand inside it, then it nonetheless by the mikvah water itself automatically purified. However, other liquids, that's not the case. Because when it comes to other liquids, this hashaka being in contact with mikvah water doesn't make it tahor. And we've discussed this in the past. So therefore, any other liquids, let's say this pot was full of milk and it was immersed in the mikvah and then pulled out again. But while it was in the mikvah, the person whose time put his hand inside the milk that had not yet, say, mixed thoroughly with the mikvah water, that milk would actually be tameh, as it says, "Shar kol hamashkim tmeim." Why she'ena mayim matarim et hashar hamashkim? Because again, mikvah waters cannot purify other liquids. The only thing it can do is purify by being in contact with it. Is purify water. Let's continue. Hamamale bekilon. So this kilon, some people explain it's a type of kli, but the way the Bartanur explains that this is, I'll read it inside, it says, "Kishem hamayim mechunasim b'makom echad," when you've got a collection or body of water in one location, "umalakshim lavim el sadeh acher," and you want to move that water to another location, "or sim lahem derech shavo ba'otam mayim." And what happens is what you create like a channel for the water to run from that one location to the other. And that derech, that path, that channel you've created is called a kilon. So the Mishnah says now, "Ad shlosh yamim tmeim," meaning that the water that's found in that channel the clear quintile explanations, but this channel would, up to 3 days, would be considered, it would affect heksher. And that is because up to 3 days, it's likely to still be wet from when you sort of blocked up that channel. And after 3 days, it would have likely dried, so therefore that water would then affect Hechsher. Now, the Bartender explains why Sharei Hen the Ratzon. And he says, "Machshin da perot shenaflo totocha," any produce that, say, fell into it would then become susceptible to Tumah. However, interestingly, in the extension, he quotes the Chazon Nachum, who says, "But one second, since it's still mechuba lakarka, this kilon, this like a channel, if you understand it as being a channel and not like a kli like the other mafarshim, then it's still attached to the ground. So therefore, it'd be no difference to say produce falling into a river itself. That if it was by mistake and someone pulled it out without washing, it wouldn't be susceptible to tumah. So therefore, So therefore, how do we understand the mishnah that can affect hechsher? So one understanding is it's when it was removed, it was done so willingly, or the way mishnah achron explains it here again, ksada ba'kahati means no, it was actually if someone placed it into this kilon, the produce within the first 3 days, they placed it in there willingly, because and then pulled it and then pulled it out. Then since it was, it's no different to say, you know, taking some produce and placing it in river to wash it. So that's why it can affect Heksher. So then the gist of the mission is, until 3 days, since it's still wet, that water, if someone placed produce willingly in that kilon, that water is likely to affect, well, it'll still be wet, so it can affect Heksher. However, but this mission requires further thought, really further thought. It would be perhaps simpler to understand the mission that's talking about a kli, because then it's not attached to the ground. And I've used this this kilon, if you explain it to be like a like some sort of vessel, the way the Rambam explains it, it's a shoket, like a trough, and therefore the water is detached. And then if therefore the fact is detached, the question is how long is it still wet that it can affect that the water inside it that is already considered water that can affect hechsher? How long is it wet that it can affect hechsher if some produce, even if produce just happened to fall into it? Okay, that, again, there's much more to say there. But in any event, so Rabbi Akiva says, im nagvu, if, however, this kilon, whichever way you want to explain it, was dried down, then miyad tahorim, then it would immediately be tahor. If, however, im lo nagvu, if it wasn't dried down, and one can see that it's not dry yet, afilu ad shloshim yom tmim, even 30 days later, the waters in it could affect Heksher. So here, again, Rabbi Akiva is not being cholik on Chachamim. Chachamim just refer to a case of a stam kilon. In other words, you don't know if it's dry or not. You don't know if it dried or not. So therefore, we say within 3 days, that's you consider it wet. After 3 days, not. Rabbi Akiva says, if you deliberately dried it and you know for sure, then already this three-day limit isn't relevant anymore. So that once it's dry, you place produce in it, it won't be susceptible to Tumah. Or if you can visibly see it's still wet, again, the three-day limits are irrelevant and they can still affect Heksher. Those are the Mishnah today.